I welcome you guys to Hebrew Club on a beautiful Monday. Very happy to have you here. And we're reading a really great text again, 1 Kings. Last week we got through verse 5, if you will remember. And just to refresh your memory, notice how the author of this text is giving you background information in this first part of the chapter. And as a result, you do not have very many Vav consecutive imperfects here. You know, notice that when you get into regular narrative or the storyline where this happened and this happened and this happened, that's carried along by those Vav consecutives. And here he breaks that up because he wants to give you background information. So you're going to see a really interesting, kind of interesting, depending on what kind of a geek you are, way that the grammar is structured. So remember, the first up till verse 4. So verses 1 through 4 is about David and that little incident about how he was old and they sought the kingdom for a beautiful maiden and found Abishag the Shunammite to be his electric blanket. And it's just giving detail after detail, first of all, about when you get to verse 4, about her beauty, how very beautiful she was, and how she then waited on the king. See, but the king did not know her. All right. Notice then you have a new paragraph, and that's indicated by the space between verses 4 and 5. And it picks up and doesn't start with a vav consecutive at the beginning of verse 5. Remember now, we're switching characters. He's going to tell us about Adonijah. And so right away, you realize that this is going to be another main character that he's going to tell the story about. So he introduces Adoniah, the son of Haggit. Remember, Haggit was one of David's wives. So Adoniah is one of David's sons. Okay. Remember the backstory about this. I'll tell you more when we get to some other characters. Okay. So we're talking about David's son now. I want you to know for now is that Absalom was the son of Maacha, a different wife, who was dead. Remember, he was killed in 2 Samuel. And remember who killed him? Joab, the commander of the army. And remember, Joab is David's nephew. It was a family affair. Bunch of stuff going on here. Remember, David expressly said, don't kill him. And so because of that, one of Joab's men, when Absalom was hanging from the tree, he was still alive. And one of Joab's men refused to kill him. Joab comes up on him later and says, why didn't you kill him? And he says, I'm not going to lay a hand on Absalom because David, our king, said not to. Joab immediately took 3 darts, bam, 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 put them in Absalom, and then 10 of his own armor bearers finished the job off, so to speak. So that's the kind of man Joab is. Just remember that. Joab had 2 brothers, one of which was killed by Abner way back earlier in Samuel, which was the command. Remember there was that kind of civil war between Saul and his men and David and his men, and Abner was on Saul's side. Joab was the commander of David's army, and Abner in battle killed one of Joab's brothers. So Joab ambushed Abner and murdered him again, grieving David. So Joab was not to be messed with. All right, and you're going to see him come up. But Adonijah in verse 5 prepared, notice it says, so since Absalom was dead, I will be king. And it kind of makes some sense. All right, Solomon was the son of Bathsheba, another of his wife, younger though, see? So Adonijah, I will be king. So he prepared, remember the chariotry and the horsemen and the 50 men as runners before him. And that's where we stopped. So he was gathering people around him. So verse 6, notice another detail. Okay, it doesn't start with the vav consecutive. Velo atzvo aviv mi yamav lemor. Madua kacha asita. Okay, now. That atzavo is a call, third masculine singular, perfect. And it means to grieve, but in this case, David is the subject. Notice Aviv, his father. So his father, namely David, did not scold him. He never reprimanded him, in other words. Okay? Mi-yamav, from his days, probably since he was born, or his entire life, you'll see some translations. So his entire life, David never scolded Adonijah's son, okay, saying, Madu akacha, why as thus? That's just simply the preposition kaf plus ka, or thus or so. Why as thus did you do? Asita. That's a call, second masculine singular perfect from Asa. So let me read the whole thing again. His father never scolded him, did not scold him throughout his life, saying, why did you do like that? Or why did you do that? In other words, he never kind of questioned his behavior. Okay? Now here's another little detail again. Vegam hu tov to'ar me'od. And he also was tov, was handsome in to'ar, in form. Me'od, very. Remember, Absalom was described the same way. Abishai the Shunammite was also beautiful. These are all beautiful people, all right? It's kind of like Appalachia without the hills because they're all interbred, but still they're beautiful. Disregard that last remark, okay? So he was also to'ar me'od. Remember, David was too, okay? Ve'oto yalda acharei av shalom. And him she had born. Yad, that's a simple third feminine singular call from yala to bear. And she and him she had given birth to acharei after Absalom. So notice he was younger than Absalom, but Absalom was gone. All right. Any questions about the grammar in verse 6? Everything makes sense? See where we're going? Okay, here's another detail. Now notice you do have a vav consecutive, but it's not pushing the narrative on, as you will see. Va yihyu devarav im Yoav ben Zeruyah ve'im evyatar hakohen vayazru achare Adoniyah. Okay, devarav is the subject, and his words were, va yihyu, and his words were with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, which is the sister of David. Okay, his words were with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest. Va-ya-zeru. And they helped. Okay, that's from Azar, simple call, imperfect vav consecutive, a masculine plural. And they helped after Adonijah, namely, so his words were with Joab means he conferred with Joab and with Abiathar the priest, and they helped him. Okay, so you can see the sides being drawn. If David's getting old, that means he's getting weak. Who's going to succeed him? Absalom is dead. Adonijah says, I'm going to be the king. David hasn't had a voice yet here as far as you can see. So Adonijah's taking the reins into his own hands. I'll be king. He's preparing men. He's getting people on his side. Joab's significant leader. If you control the army, see, you got it made. So Joab and then the priest Abiathar was also on his side. They were conferring together. They were helping. Okay, everybody see what's going on? All right. Now notice here's another detail, the other side, verse 8. Vetzadok hakohen u venayahu ben yeho yada venatan hanavi ve'shimi ve'rei ve'hagiburim asher la'David lo hayu im Adoniyahu. Okay? So notice how the grammar lays itself out. His words were with Joab and Abiathar ve'zadu, but Zadok, see, the priest, and Ben-Nayahu, the son of Yehoyada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimi and Rei, those are all names, okay? And the Giburim, see that Giburim, that's heroes, and the heroes are the mighty men who belong to David. Everybody see that? Lo hayu im Adoniyahu. They were not with Adonijah. See, so the author is drawing the battle lines with this detail, with the leaders. So notice you had two high priests, Abiathar and Zadok. Abiathar was on Adonijah's side. Zadok was not. The prophet Nathan was not. The 50 men were not. These other guys were not. Joab was. Okay? Everybody see that? So now notice when you get to verse 9, it takes up another vav consecutive. So it is almost as if, let's see here, if you go back to, where does the parentheses start? 4, 5. So, verse 5. So Adonijah prepared all this stuff, okay? And then in verse 6, 7, and 8, you get background stuff. And now 9 comes, he's getting you back. See, so he prepared all these things, these 50 men before him. See at the end of verse 5? Now verse 9. Va'yibach Adoniyahu. See, so then you can almost say, then Adonijah sacrificed. Okay, so first, he prepares all these men. Now he's doing this sacrifice because it's part of the ritual and festival of becoming a king. But he's doing all this himself, see? It's not as if David has said, you're going to be the king. And that's really crucial here. So, Va'yizbach Adoniyahu, he sacrificed Zon, sheep and bakar, cattle, u'meri, and the fatted calf, im evan ha-zochelet. Im here has a more spatial meaning, by, not with and relational. So by the stone of zochelet. It's the name of a place. Okay, asher etzel ein rogel, which was next to ein rogel, another name. So he's giving you kind of this particular place. What the significance was, I don't know. Okay, here we go. Va-yikra et kol echav, and he invited. See, that's kara, to call, but here in this case, invite. Simple call, again, imperfect, vav consecutive. And he called all his brothers, b'nei hamelech, the sons of the king, the king's sons. So the king had other sons from all these other wives. All right? The sons of the king, and to all anshe Yehuda, and to all the men of Judah, avdei hamelech, servants of the king. So notice he invited the southern kingdom because that's who had to be convinced that Adonijah was to be the king, the son of David. So he invited the people of Judah. It was a general kind of invitation. All right? So very interesting what's going on here.
Again, without mentioning David, though.
Without mentioning David. Yeah, because you're going to see in verse 10, we'll stop here. Notice who he didn't invite. And notice how the grammar goes. Notice the objects are fronted. Ve'et Natan, but Nathan Hanavi, the prophet, u ben ya, ben, I don't know why I have trouble with this, Benayahu, and et ha-giburim, see, but Benayahu and the mighty men, ve'et Shlomo, and Solomon Achiv, his brother, Lokara, he did not invite. So everybody see how that's going on there? The author is specifically drawing lines for us. So he invited all the other brothers, but not Solomon. So, you know, we don't know what's in the background, but Solomon was more of a threat or perceived to be on the other side or against him, whereas the other brothers were not. You see the men of Judah, he's trying to sway all the men of Judah. Who are the men of Judah going to follow? Him or someone else? See, so he's trying to get the upper hand. Any questions through 10? And again, see how the grammar fronts the objects in presenting contrast and in presenting detail after detail, how it's laying it out. Okay? So there's a lot of background information as the storyline. I mean, just think about it overall, how slow the storyline is going. He's moving very slowly here, giving you a lot of background details. When you read narrative, sometimes, you know, you'll go by boom, 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 real quick with those vav consecutives as action goes. But now he's slowing you down because he shows you the importance of this part of the story. How does Solomon become king, finally? You know, that's crucial for what happens in the rest of the book.
Yeah. I would imagine it's necessary, too, with all those moving parts, all that interrelation of everything, saying, here's the clarity. Yeah. Here it is.
And notice what's assumed. I mean, just think of all the relationships. Joab was David's nephew. He's the king of the commander. You have the high priests who are split. I mean, you have a real potential for civil war.
Do we see clues of this kind of stuff in 1st and 2nd Samuel, like who will side with, like, of the...
See, remember, you already have those kind of struggles with Saul and David, right? After Saul's anointed and then Samuel, remember, there's that rift and the kingdom is going to be given to David, and you have that tension. And so when Saul dies, remember his son Ishbosheth, and certain factions were on his side, certain factions were on David's side as well. So earlier you had that. David had consolidated the kingdom. So, but notice this tension, because what happens after Solomon dies? Kingdom splits between Jeroboam, Rehoboam, Solomon's son, and then Jeroboam, a general of the north. So there's also this split between geographical locations and people as well. So there's all that. So you can kind of see kind of foreshadowings of that, even in a story like this. Yeah. Okay. All right. Verse 11 then. Now we get to the storyline. Vayomer Natan el Bat Sheva Aim Shlomo Lemor. Halo Samat Ki Malak Adoniyahu Ben Chagit Va'adonenu David Lo Yada. So, then Nathan said to Bathsheba, see, he doesn't have to give you any detail about Bathsheba because you already know about her from Samuel, the mother of Solomon, saying, did you not hear, see that shamat from just a simple second feminine singular, did you not hear or have you not heard that Malach Adoniyahu, that Adonijah has become king, Adonijah son of Chagit has become king, but Adonenu, our Lord David, lo yada, does not know it. Okay? So now Nathan, as the advisor, is going to give his advice. Ve'ata leki iatzek na etza u malti et nafshek ve'et nefesh b'nei Shlomo. So now, Vata, whenever you see this, notice he's coming to a conclusion based on previous information. So now, Leki, notice that that is a simple call imperative from Hala, feminine singular. Okay? So, and it's almost like a exclamatory particle. So it's all, you'd say, come on, and now, come on. Yatzeik, that is from, everybody see the root? It's a Yud, Ein, Tzadi, Ya'atz. Again, a call imperfect, the yud stays, okay? Like yira or ira, to be afraid. So, come on, let me advise you, nah, there's a particle of politeness. Let me advise you, please. Or let me give you, please, etza, counsel. So notice the etza is from the root ya'atz. That's the noun counsel or advice. So now, come on, let me, please let me give you advice. Eitza. Okay. Umalti. Now, again, that is a PL imperative, feminine singular. So so notice, come on, please let me give you advice and save et nafshek, your life. Okay, so he's telling her, and save your life. So let me give you advice and save your life. Ve'et nefesh, and the life of Benaik, your son Shlomo. So he knows they're in danger because of this. Okay? And it's because they all knew David wanted Solomon to be the king. Okay, any questions through 12? Okay? 13. Lechi, uvoi el hamelech David ve amart elav, halo atadoni hamelech nishbata la amataka lemor. Ki Shlomo b'neik yimlok acharai, v'hu yeshev al kisi, umadua malak adoniyahu. All right. So again, you have that same imperative from Halak, and now you have another imperative, uboi, from bo. They're both called feminine singular imperative. Everybody see that? So something like, go and enter. Go and enter to Hamelech, the king David, ve'amart, and say to him. So again, notice you have this string of imperatives. So you have imperative, Vav plus imperative, Vav plus perfect second feminine singular, also translated as an imperative. Again, it's very common to have a form like this following an imperative form. So go and enter to the king, David, and say to him, Halo ata. Notice halo indicates a question. Did you not, O Adoni HaMelech, the king, nishbata, did you not swear? Okay, so let's back up a second here. Shava is the root. This is a nifal form. It means to swear. Second masculine singular. And this word occurs very rarely in the call, hardly ever. Mostly in the nifal to swear, or in the hifil to cause to swear, or make someone swear. All right. The word order is a little awkward because the vocative is Adoni HaMelech. So did you not swear, my lord the king? In English, it's smoother. But here it's, did you not, my lord the king, swear? La amateka, to your handmaid. That's just a simple noun, ama, plus second masculine singular suffix. Did you not swear, and she's referring to herself, to your handmaid, saying, ki shlomo, okay, so notice the key here is something like a key of affirmation after an oath. Surely, did you not say, now here's, she's quoting, surely Shlomo your son will reign after me. All right, so notice what he's saying here, if you put it all together. Did you not, O my lord the king, did you not swear to your handmaid, namely to me, saying, surely Shlomo, your son, will reign acharei, after me. Okay? Vehu, and he, Yeshev, will sit. This is from Yeshav, and again, a simple call imperfect. And again, notice the pronoun kind of emphasizes he as opposed to anyone else. So, and he will sit on Kis'i, my throne. Okay? Notice it puts an atnach there. That's kind of the end of the thought and the end of the quote. Okay. Umadua. So why Malach Adoniyah? So why has Adonijah become king? Okay. Any questions? Okay, we will do one more verse. Stop after that. Hine. Odak medaberet sham im hamelech v'ani avo afaraik u mileti et devaraik. Okay, look, still you speaking. So something like, while you are still speaking, medaberet is a call, I'm sorry, a piel, participle, feminine singular. Medaber is the masculine, medaberet, it's a feminine. Look, while you are still speaking there with Hamelech, the king, Va'ani, then I myself, again notice the pronoun, avo, will enter, will come in, acharaik, after you, u'mileti, and I will reinforce. Notice that this is a PL form from mala, male, to be full, PL, to fill up, and I will fill up your words, namely, I'll reinforce your words.
Okay. That's still Nathan directing.
So this is Nathan. So yeah, he says, so notice if you just back up. So now, come on, let me please advise you. Let me give you some advice and save your life, your son. Go and enter to the king and say to him, did you not, O Lord my king, swear to your handmaid, saying, surely Solomon your son will reign after me, and he will sit on my throne. So why has Adonijah become king? And look, so Hine, look, still while you are speaking there with the king, then I will enter after you and I will reinforce your words. And notice how the pronouns are used. He stresses I. So he's kind of putting himself out there. And again, notice how the grammar can emphasize certain things in speech. He will sit on the throne, no one else. I will come in, kind of no one else. Where, you know, I'm going to help you out in this because he has a vested interest in Solomon becoming king, because he's not the advisor to Adonijah and Joab and all that, you know. So again, you're right. You can see the intrigue happening in the court of the king. It's a very interesting story that way. All right, good. Any questions? Everything making sense? All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank